walk down the street and you walk by with your handbag on your arm, it snatches off of you. Mm-hmm. That's the type of
thing. That's just the way they are. Mm-hmm.
If they thought you had a little money, they'll get it. They'll take it.
Uh-huh. Well, do you think there's anything that can be done for people like this, or you think they're just always going to be like that?
Well, I think that most of them are going to, regardless of what you do for them, it's some of them that's out there. But now you take, for instance, a fella making liquor. He ain't done no crime, what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He's just doing something that's against the law. I think if somebody come up and takes your pocketbook, he's done committing a crime.
Uh-huh.
But if he goes out there on them woods and makes him a little bit of liquor, sells it out there to you, you know, me, next to people over there, folks, buys it. He ain't put his gun on us, make us buy it to you. And I think that is trying to make a living without the government taking care of them.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, maybe they ain't able to do hard manual labor. They can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just people that set up to do all kinds of things in the world. It's different things that some of them ain't gonna work nowhere but on the chain gang.
Mm-hmm.
And it's some that go out there and makes whiskey. I don't call that so much. Well, it's a lot of them. I've had some prisoners to tell me something they used to call us captain, you know, a lot of time. Now they have to call us my own name, you know, Mr. Dude or something like that. My nickname, Dude Ray, is my actual name.
Uh-huh.
And they call me Mr. And it's a lot of them way back on line and not too long back. See, Captain Dude or Mr. Dude, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the welfare. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, my wife, say I ain't taking care of her. It's been ringing a good bit. Maybe, you know, we couldn't work too much. They find out they can put me on the chain gang and the government will give them a big check. Well, then if she don't like him, if she wants to, she can go anywhere she wants to.
Mm-hmm.
She can come here tonight and stay with somebody, or be on tomorrow night somewhere else, and that's the way they explain it, you know.
Well, now that's interesting. I never thought about welfare doing that.
Welfare does that. Anyway, then when they get on there, a lot of time maybe when they get off, somebody else has done took it and gone. Well, that's the way they wanted to start with. Start off so they could go.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of them like that. It ain't only colored ones. It's a lot of white folks like that, too.
Uh-huh. Well, do the colored people and the white people have other... Is the prison integrated?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
We only have two.
Uh-huh.
We only have two whites.
Well, do they have any trouble?
They haven't had none between themselves. We had two white fellas tangled up in there one day. I seen a fella that's standing about running from me. Him and another fella. He jumped on another fellow there one day, and I told him to quit and stop, and he didn't do it. And I opened the door, and there we have gas, you know, and a gas gun. Carried with me all the time.
Uh-huh.
He didn't stop, and I said, shove him right in his face. He stopped me.
What kind of gas is it?
It's like tear gas.
Uh-huh.
If you ever heard of a lot of women have it now, well, you know, they... Night, you know, they work.
Yeah, I've heard
yes, a lot of them has it maybe in a pen shape, or what we call a writing pen, you know, a pencil, you know, it's in that shape. If somebody ever, like, say, if you was knock off tonight, 12 o'clock, you started when somebody backed upside the car, you smash that thing in his face, he'd probably fall asleep for just a little bit, or you'd blind him just about it for a while.
So mm-hmm.
You could get going.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. In other words, they don't stop by. They give you that, you know.
They'll stop.
That's right. Uh-huh. You don't have to hurt them, man. If they ain't got something to fight with, you know, you have to hurt them to stop them.